You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's time for a trending report. What do we got that's going on in your world? Sports news. Avalanche begin their big second round series against the St. Louis Blues tonight.
Oh, yeah. I was watching some of the interviews of the players on TV, and it was pretty...
What'd they have to say?
They did a lot of practice. We've been practicing a lot. We did practice, and we're rested. A lot of rest, a lot of practice.
Yeah, there's this big thing like, oh, they're going to be rusty. Really? These guys are mostly in their 20s, right?
Yes.
They have been playing hockey their entire lives. They just finished an entire season. I think a week off,
Yeah. You're
not going to get rusty. Like, it's not they're going to go out on the ice and fall down.
No, this is what they do. They needed the rest. They're going to be fired up now. This is a good thing.
Come on. They're going to take the Blues. I say five games. What's your prediction?
Holding the stick upside down. I forgot how to play.
Yes.
I don't know.
They hit the puck into their
own
net. Like, isn't this where I shoot the thing?
Oh, we had too much time off.
We won't even talk about the Rockies. They blew another game in the ninth inning last night. That's pretty typical. I want to talk to you about raising your children.
Yeah.
It's kind of a news for nerdsy type of story here. It's a study about the number of kids you have and what it does to your cognitive abilities of your brain. Now, you have two kids.
Yes, I do.
Tell me what that means to you.
It fries your brain, man. It just fries you. You're stressed all the time. You got a million things on your mind. You're worried about your kids. You got to get them to activities. It jacks you up big time. And that's just with two.
I've got good news and bad news for you.
Okay.
The bad news is that they have found a connection between children and cognitive decline.
I 110% agree with that.
Okay. That's the bad news. The good news is they say it really doesn't kick into play until you have more than two kids.
Nah, that's a load of crap. It happened at one, and it happened at two, and it'll happen at three and four.
So there was another story and study that we talked about. Oh, it's had to be 6-7 years ago. That said, it does happen with the first child. And they called it,
there's different, I mean, ladies get the pregnancy brain.
Right.
But then after.
There's something along those lines.
We both fully experienced it after we had our first. All of a sudden, your brain turns to goo. We couldn't remember things. We couldn't concentrate.
And when it's your first, it's such a shock to your system because it's shifting you out of your normal life.
Yeah.
And you.
I noticed immediately after we had our son that I was just like, I could barely remember where we lived.
And I'm going to tell you something else. All these people think, well, there's all these articles you can read about parenting, and there's blogs. And it's like, listen, there ain't nothing you can read or watch that will prepare you for what that's going to be. Anyway, they say stressed finances and not as much me time, Jeremy,
that's
is contributing
that
to all
that is
this.
A biggie. That's right.
Ever wanted to just up and move away? Not just out. Well, you won't ever move out of Littleton. I understand that.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I have considered moving out of the country before. In fact, probably 4 or 5 years ago, I was looking through a bunch of websites to see reports on places to live outside the country. I considered for a while Costa Rica. I considered Panama. I even considered Ecuador, which gets some pretty high scores. Anyway, this website called Thrillist, they have a pretty interesting story out about not just traveling abroad, but where, if you wanted to move, are the best countries to live abroad. Some of them include... Spain is always on these lists. And I already know two people who've told me they want to move to Spain.
I know a couple of people that have been there, and they say it's just phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Spain is on the list. Germany is on the list.
Okay.
Now, New Zealand is on the list, but that doesn't seem like even a stretch to me. I mean, people see, you know, they watch the Lord of the Rings movies and stuff like that, and they see how gorgeous
it's
New
beautiful.
Zealand is.
Yeah.
And they want to go down
it's
there.
It's a long flight.
Vietnam was on the list.
Really?
And there's some beautiful photos, too, of what's going on there. It has to do with, there's a lot of factors that they plug in, but anyway,
All right.
I'll be sending out that story in the Mindbender Club mailer today. If you're a member of that, you can click on the link and read about it. And then, speaking of countries, I want to throw this in quickly. Let's talk about Russia for just a second. Feeling the backlash in a lot of ways because of the invasion of Ukraine. Now McDonald's, who had like temporarily shut down their locations in Russia, says they are going to leave the country now permanently. They are selling all the McDonald's businesses there and say, we want out. We don't want to have anything to do with Russia.
Okay. No more cheeky nuggies for you, Russia.
Yeah. Unless they do their own. They're going to have to come up with their own. Now, snarky people would say, look, if you really want to, you know, damage them, just, you should probably open more locations. That's all right. That's a horrible.
On.
Don't say that.
Oh, cholesterol.
All right, what else is trending?
Today's a big day in Washington, D.C. Pentagon officials will face Congress today in the first hearing in more than 50 years focused on UFOs. An intelligence report was released, and it could only explain one of the military's 144 encounters with, here's what they're calling them now, unexplained aerial phenomena. That's their new term for UFOs. So now they're going to be playing a bunch of videos and grilling all these Pentagon men and women about all the incidents, saying, hey, what are these things, and do they pose a risk to the American people? And
what a waste people of our time.
From the Pentagon are going to be like, nah. I don't know
such
what it is.
A waste of our government's time and resources.
Maybe. I don't know. I've seen some of these videos. These things are flying fairly erratically, and I don't know what they are, Dom.
So dumb.
Amber Heard, speaking of unidentified objects, now to the unidentified poo. Amber Heard took the stand again yesterday about the poo-poo incident, and the topic of conversation came up about the poo and whose it was, and she said that she basically was not the supplier. She did blame Johnny's dog, Boo. The unfortunately named Boo left the poo, who had bowel control issues because I guess he ate some of Johnny's pot weed when he was a puppy and then hasn't been the same since. Anyway, she says it's not her. It wasn't a jovial time. That's not funny. That's disgusting. So, didn't anyone collect the poo for DNA samples? Whatever.
That's
happened
what
to
I was
poo?
Wondering.
Where'd the
it
poo
seems
go?
Like, you know, one quick little trip to the lab and we could settle
a little
all
swab.
Of this.
I know. I've heard
anybody,
where it ended
anybody,
up.
Would anybody at the time think to save that? I know I wouldn't. It would go immediately, you know, down the toilet.
Right. I don't know if there's been a bunch of incidents. If I was Johnny Depp, I would have pulled out a Ziploc bag and scooped it in.
But the thing is, Johnny Depp might want to save that for completely
just
other
for fun.
Reasons.
He might be in
just
that.
To have show at parties or something.
The old Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is dropping on Thursday. We're getting some sneak peeks. Multiple cover models this year, including Kimmy K. Kim Kardashian landed her first Sports Illustrated cover. Pics are pretty spicy, Dom. She's seen swimming in a lagoon and straddling a motorcycle. Classic swimwear photo places, you know, straddling a motorcycle. Russell Wilson, our very own Russell Wilson, his wife is on there, Sierra. She's on there. And then Mae Musk is Elon Musk's mom, 74 years old. She's the oldest cover model for the magazine. And she looks rocking. She looks real good. I guess she did modeling for like 50 years or something. She said she felt like a teenager again doing this. And why is this still a thing?
Well, I'm sitting here, question. Just sitting here, like, parsing my words. It's like, why do we still have so many ridiculous things like this in our society?
I don't know. I guess people are still into it. And I guess.
And I know there's a whole bunch of like 20 something guys right now. Oh, Dom, you're an idiot. I'm like, well, okay. It's really swimsuit issues for Sports Illustrated.
I guess you'd have to talk to the ladies doing it too. I mean, they probably love it. I mean, this is empowering. It's a very cool thing.
I don't know. I think it's
but it's there for guys to be like, ugh.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I think it's I think it seems very antiquated.
It's a little
and it
dated.
Seems like we would have moved on
it's a little
from
dated.
This.
I know. I've never picked up an issue.
I
even looked at it.
I don't
think.
Whatever.
Anyway, engineering students from Johns Hopkins University have now created something that is so incredible, Dom. It's an edible adhesive tape called Tasty Tape. And here's what they do. They're going to use it to keep burritos and other wrapped foods all sealed up.
It's perfect.
It's really neat. Now,
perfect.
They're not revealing what the secret formula is to the Tasty Tape because they're going to apply for a patent. But they say it has the strength to keep even the fattest burrito closed. You're a fat burrito.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a great plan.
It's a neat little thing. I posted some pictures in the story on our Facebook page. It looks like a small little rectangular strips. I guess you dunk them in water, you wet them, and then you stick them on the food that you want to hold together, and it holds it together.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the burritos people are ordering now. This is a great idea.
Yeah, sometimes people want, they go through like the line at Chipotle and they put so much stuff in there that
yes.
I feel badly for the employees because they're trying to close
God. Oh, it's hilarious. So anyway, check out the Tasty Tape on our Facebook page. Let's do clickbait, man.
Clickbait.
Also on our Facebook page, just search Dom and Jeremy. I posted a link to a video you need to check out. This is kind of crazy. There's a factory in India that makes teddy bears. But they're stuffing them with used cigarette butts.
Okay.
It's a huge recycling effort. The employees carefully separate the paper and the charred tobacco from the filters, blah, blah, blah. They wash it, they dry it, and then they use it as stuffing.
Okay. Well, that's a great plan, then.
It looks pretty nasty, though, if you watch the video. And there's no way that they can get through this whole process and still not have those teddy bears smell a little bit. Like your aunt's couch that smokes like 9 packs a day.
Yeah.
So check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.